about the move called it's the cuff rule or the cuff hadimayon, the cuff that compares two things together. So one particular sugya, we'll start off with the sugya of Shomea Kona, just a background piece of information of Shomea Kona. We use it all the time. Probably most of us didn't make Kiddush this past Friday night, 6 days ago. Most of us probably never read Megillah itself on Purim. Most of us listen to other people being motzias almost all the time. Happens very frequently. That principle in halacha is called Shomea Kona. Literally means if you were Shomea, it's as if if you heard it, it's kilu, you answered. So that's what I wanted to talk about. A particular sugya, let's start off with that. The Rishonim have an interest. The Gemara introduces this principle, Masachet Sukkah and Daf Chaf. Daf Lamed Tesma Beis. And there Rashi already jumps into like almost a practical halachic case. It's not usual for Rashi to do such a thing. Rashi has the following case. Let's say a person's davening Shmona Esrei, and he's davening a long Shmona Esrei, so long that he's still davening when it comes time for the Chazaras Hashatz. And not only for that, he continues davening and comes time for Kedusha. So what's he supposed to do? So Rashi writes, what you should do is you should be quiet. And this is, by the way, accepted la halacha l'maaseh. So you should sit there quietly. You should not answer. And you should hear with the chazan answering Kedusha and be yotzei, kadosh, kadosh, baruch, 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 etc., etc., with Shomer Kaona. What you've gained is it's kind of like two birds, one stone. On one hand, you've fulfilled the mitzvah of Kedusha by using Shomea, it's Kaona. That's as if you said it. You're Yotzei Shomea Kaona. And on the other hand, you don't speak, because if you'd speak, it would be a hefsek. You're not supposed to talk in the middle of davening. Tosfos there, right there on Chaf Ches, Lamed Ches Mabez Mesechet Sukkah, says that raises the possibility, potentially, you didn't help yourself at all, even if you're quiet and you're Yotzi with Shemaya Kaona, instead of speaking and saying that you just listened to it, there's a good chance you made a hefsek anyway, there's a good chance you're mafsek anyway. Tosfos then proves this from an interesting Gemara. The Gemara Maseches Brachos and Daf Chaf Aleph Mabez writes, the person walks in late to shul, what should a person do? Let's say mincha. A person walks in late to mincha. Should a person daven now or wait and, so to speak, catch Shmona Esrei on the rebound? Daven later on with the chazan. So the Gemara there says, if you can think you're going to finish Shmona Esrei quick enough that you won't miss Kedusha, you'll be able to walk in and daven quick enough. You walked in 60 seconds later. Let's say you're a quick davener or the minion's going very slowly, and you can finish Shmona Esrei. You can finish davening by the time the chazan gets to Kedusha. You should daven. However, if you're not, if you're going to miss it, so to speak, then you shouldn't daven. The Gemara has another day, maybe even modim derabanan. If you look in the Shulchan Aruch, Mishnah Berurah, there's a few other things that are so important you shouldn't miss. But that's what the Gemara says there, at least for us, our purposes. For Tosfos is Raya, as long as the person is not going to finish and miss, quote-unquote, not have the opportunity to say, Kedusha l'charei misal. Based on that Gemara, Tosfos says, I can prove to you Rashi's wrong. How can I prove to you Rashi's wrong? What's the raya? What, yeah? Correct. How could you ever miss out Shomea Kaona according to Rashi? I'm sorry, how could you ever miss out Kedusha according to Rashi? You should never miss out Kedusha. You should always be able to chop Kedusha with Shomea Kaona. Says Tosfos, you see from here that Rashi is wrong, and therefore a person should continue davening silently and not stop and listen to Kedusha. So you have a machlokas, we showed him how to paskin lehalacha. What's the correct halacha thing to do? According to Rashi, remain quiet, listen to Kedusha with Shomer Kaona, and don't be mafsik. According to Tosfos, either way, if you stop and you listen quietly, or you talk, it's a hefsik either way, therefore presumably you should daven quietly. That's the first machlokas I'd like to discuss. I'll get there in a second. What's behind this machlokas? What's the svara for Rashi? What's the svara for Tosfos? Why is it a hefsik? Why is it not? Before I answer that question and explain the svar for each Rishon, there's a defense that people give for Rashi. Tosfos and Brachos quotes it explicitly. You can be medayiket a little bit from Tosfos on Daf Lamed Ches. And again, the Farish and Tosfos and Brachos Chafal from a base. Maybe one could say, according to Rashi, there's a difference between Lechadchil and Bediyevet. What are you going to miss if you walk in late? You'll miss saying it. You'll only hear it. And maybe one could argue Shomea Ka'ones tier 2 is Bidiyevet. That would be a potential defense for Rashi, and if Tosfos sticks to his guns, he would reject that. That being the case, the upshot is there'd be two machloks from Rashi and Tosfos. If you lost me, rejoin, here's where we're at. Machlok is number one between Rashi and Tosfos. What should you do if you're still davening and the chazan gets up to Kiddusha? Should you daven, continue davening quietly like Tosfos? Should you stop for Shomea Ka'ona? Number one. And number two is Shomea Ka'ona l'chadchila b'diyavid? Is it ideal? Is it just as good as saying it yourself? Or maybe it's tier two. Maybe it's only second best. It's a second rate way of doing it. The best way is to say it. The second best way is only to hear it. Those are the two lechora, the two conclusions you can draw from this machlokas between Rashi and Tosfos. You with me so far? What I'd like to suggest is that there are two different ways of looking at Shomea Ka'ona. There are two different definitions. If I had to define the term Shomea Ka'ona, there are two extremes that, two different possibilities how to define the term. Stick with that. Possibility number one, how would you define Shomea Ka'ona? Anyone have to throw it out? Use only English words and tell me, what does it mean? Yeah?
If you listen to it, it's as though you said it.
Correct. Option number one is, if you heard someone else being yotz in the mitzvah, you heard them say it, it's as if you said it. What's the possibility number two? What's the alternative suggestion? If you heard someone else say it, it's not as if you said it, it's a second way of being yotze. One is actual dibor, it's mamish like you spoke, it's halachic speech, it's not physical verbal speech. You didn't speak using your mouth, you spoke using a different halachic, it's like an abstract idea. There's two types of halachic speech. Number one is verbally, and number two is shomei ka'ona. Option number one. Option number two is that you're not yotze because you spoke, you're yotze because you heard. There are two different ways of being yotze. Number one is to actually say it. Number two is to hear it. I'd like to suggest that Rashi and Tosfos debate this exact point. According to Tosfos, the definition of Shomea Ka'ona is halachic speech. It's as if I actually said it. According to Rashi, I didn't actually say it. It's just ki'ilu, so to speak. It's a tier two version of being yotze. Let me share with you how that explains both Shitas Rashi and Tosfos. If you remember the two points we had made in Tosfos, point number one was, if you listen or during Kedusha, or if you actually say Kedusha, either one is a hefsek. Why? Because they're tantamount to each other. They're equal. When you say Kedusha, or if you hear Kedusha, there's no halachic difference because they're both halachic speech. If physically speaking is a hefsek, so you can bet being yotze by a Shomea Ka'ona is a hefsek as well. According to Rashi, Shomea Ka'ona doesn't mean you actually spoke. What does Shomea Ka'ona mean? You're yotze nonetheless, in which case, perfect. You fulfill the mitzvah of saying Kedusha without speech, and therefore there's no hefsek. L'chor, again, this machlokas Rashi doesn't line up perfectly. According to Tosfos, Shomea Ka'ona means it's halachic speech. It's as if you actually spoke. When you listen to Kedusha, halacha ignores the mitzias and takes an abstract reality and says that halachically you spoke. According to Tosfos, you're not yotze. It's a hefsek. According to Rashi, that's not what Shomea Ka'ona is. Shomea Ka'ona is being yotze without speech, and therefore you're okay. And the second question we had pointed out, should Shomea Ka'ona be l'charchila b'di'eved? According to Rashi, who believes Shomea Ka'ona doesn't literally mean that you spoke, it just meant you heard, which is sufficient. It's good enough just to hear. According to Rashi, what? It's b'di'eved. Speaking is the best way of doing it. Speaking is l'charchila. Speaking is the ideal way of filling the mitzvah. But there's a tier two version called Shomea. Well, according to Tosfos, because they're of equal value, Shomea is just as good as Dibur. It's literally the same thing. Therefore, it doesn't make a difference which one you do. Either one's going to be a hefsek, and either one are equally good. And therefore, both nekudos that we pulled out of Rashi and Tosfos seem to fit in perfectly with this machlokes between Rashi and Tosfos. It boils down to one specific letter, the letter kaf. I'll take your questions in a minute. When we say Shomea is Kidibur, do we mean it's lightly similar? Not really the exact same, but it's similar enough that you're Yotzei. That'd be Shitas Rashi. According to Tosfos, Shomea is Mamish Kidibur. It's so similar that they're parallel. You should expect zero or very few differences. Again, according to Rashi, the Kaf is a very light similarity. According to Tosfos, it's Mamish a parallel. That Kaf, X is KY, anytime you ever have a halachic scenario where there's a question of is X KY, X is Mamish KY, you could always ask, is X Mamish KY or not Mamish KY? Are they Mamish parallel, one and the same, identical, tantamount to each other? In this case, that'd be Tosfos Ashita. According to Rashi, they wouldn't be parallel to each other. They would just be lightly similar, and therefore you can be Yotzeh. Before I go through a few more nafkiminas of this chakir and show you other examples of how defining Shomea Ka'ona has significant halachic ramifications, besides the two halachic machloks we already discussed, Rashi and Tosfos, let me take a round of questions. One, two, three. One.
Why then does Rashi not say we need an omen?
Excellent question. If this is really true, l'chori, you'd have to draw one of two conclusions from Rashi. Number one is you're right, it'd be better to all make our own individual kiddush. Number two is to figure out, does Rashi always believe that speech is better than hearing, or only sometimes? The Salvechik has written up in Harei Kedem, it's only sometimes, it's not always. It's an excellent question. I'm not going to touch it any more than I did right now, but those would be the two approaches. Number one is to say, enachinami, and say a big kiddush. Number two is to come up with some type of chiluk. That sometimes it's better, sometimes not. Maybe Kiddush is somehow unique. I can imagine Halacha saying they're equally good. According to Tosfos, they have to be equally good. According to Rashi, there's room to say there's gradation, but you don't have to. There is gradation. Could be sometimes there's gradation. Yeah? What? I say again, what about... Yeah, what about it?
Could you say that counts as well as the other stages of Shemek on it? That's
what's
better to.
That's better to what? I don't know. I have to say something about that. I'm not sure if Barov Mahadras Melech means just being together or Dafka. If I'm Yotze with you, I'm not sure Barov Mahadras Melech will even apply. It could be Barov Mahadras Melech means the more we eat to the midst of ourselves, the better it is. I don't think it operates specifically through Shomei Ka'ona. And I'm not sure it would beat it. I don't know. Interesting thought, but hold on for that. Yeah, who's number two? The fact that if you walk into late to shul, the Gemara says, "Daven, if you're going to finish davening before Kiddusha, great. If not, wait." Like, what's the implication? If you wait, what could you miss? You could always be Yotzei Shomea Ka'ona. According to Tosfos, you could actually miss it because hearing it's not as good as speaking, saying it. While according to Rashi would agree with that Gemara. What would you be missing according to Rashi? The defense according to Rashi would be, it's only b'di'eved. Best to say it. And it's the difference between saying and hearing it is so good that better you should say it even in davening with a minyan. Sorry about that if it wasn't clear. Yeah.
If Shomea is only being Yotzei, why is the phrase compared to Ona?
Because it's Yotzei just like Ona.
No, it's not. According to Rashi.
If what?
According to Rashi.
What do you mean?
Meaning, if according to Rashi is lesser, why would you compare it to Ona?
Because it's good enough.
Shomea Yotzei.
Yeah.
Okay, I hear. It's good enough that you said it. In other words, it's not mamish the same, but I hear. Maybe you'd argue Tosis reads a little bit better. I'm not sure. Okay. Fascinating question came up a little later on. Vogel, stand up. Stick with us. Stand up if you need to. The following shot came up by Berkus Cohen. It's a little bit hot in here. Should we get these windows open? Let's get them open. Trace, you want to open up as many of those as you can?
Oh, the air's on.
Doesn't matter.
The air conditioning.
It's fine. It's fine. We'll warm up outside. We'll cool off outside. You got it? Thanks a lot. I think the breeze is gonna be better. Okay. The following shiloh was asked to the Beis Halevi in general. Birkas Kohen. Can a Kohen who does not have a good voice, does not like the way he speaks, does not like the way he sounds, can a Kohen instead of duchening walk up there, lift up his hands, and instead of saying the word Yivrecha after the chazan, can he use Shomea Ka'ona? That's an interesting shiloh. So the Beis Halevi, let's say there's 10 Kohanim up there. 9 are talking, and he wants to be Yotze with one of them. 3 are talking, I don't know what. He wants to be Yotze with one of them. So the Beis Halevi writes, no, because there's a halacha based upon the Gemara, Masechet Sota, Daf Lamed Ches, that says a Kohen has to be B'kol Ram, for example, has to be out loud, verbal, spoken, for example. There's a halacha that the Kohen has to be louder than the Chazan. So the Beis Halevi said, how could you accomplish this if what? If you're not speaking, you can't have Shomea Ka'ona for Birkas Kohanim. And the Chazanish disagreed. The Chazanish is found in Orachayim, Chaf Tesif Katan Gimel. The Beis Halevi is found in the end of the Drush is in the end of his Perish Al HaTorah. The Chazanish disagrees and writes, yes, you can be Yotze. Why? You fulfill Shomea Ka'ona with the other Chazan's voice. The other Kohen's voice, pardon me. When Kohen number one talks really loudly and you're being Yotze with him, that is Shomea Ka'ona, and that is B'kol Ram, says the Chazanish. And many people suggest that what's at the root of this machlok is the Chazanish versus the Beis Halevi. The exact same Shaila, Rashi Tosfos. You get the impression, according to the Chazonish, Shomea Ka'ona is halachic speech, and even though nothing physically came out of my mouth, it's ki'ilu I said it. There's a halachic reality I get superimposed onto me, and therefore I have Kol Ram. While the Beis Halevi seems to be following Rashi and seems to be going more Meko. There's another machlokas that comes up very often, once a year actually. Twice a year, and maybe even four times if you include Shushan Purim. There's a halacha called Kriyas HaMegillah. I'm sure you've all heard of it. And during Kriyas HaMegillah is a famous minhag that when we get to the Aseres B'nei Haman, we read them B'nishima Achas with one breath. There's two different minhagim how to do that. The Chayei Adam in Kuf Nun Hei, Sifkat and Chav Gimel says, the Chazin does it, and everyone just listens. While the Rugged Shavar in Safnas Paneach on the Rambam in Chelek Aleph, I don't know.
R-O-E-G.
Yeah, whatever it is. Just figure it out. In English, there's no way of doing it right or wrong, and in Hebrew, I'm not even sure myself. According to the Rugged Shavar, it's probably Yiddish anyway. The Rugged Shavar writes, now each person should do it themselves. Out of curiosity, how many people in their own shul does everyone read the Aseres B'nei Haman themselves? How many people do the Chazan read it for everyone and everyone just kind of listens in? So it's kind of like a half-half. That's a machlok, the Chayyadim versus the Rugged Shavar. What's behind this machlok? Yes, many Achronim suggest it's Gufa our Shaila. If Shomea Ka'ona means I spoke, I actually said it, it's Ke'ilu, it came out of my mouth, then what? Then when the Chazan read the Aseres B'nei Haman, I read it also, because I said it. His voice is superimposed from my mouth. That's great. However, if it's just that I'm Yotze, the Kriyas HaMegillah, but it's not that I actually spoke, it's not a halachic speak, it's just a tier two form of being Yotze, well then, I was Yotze, but I never actually said it, B'nishim Achas myself, and therefore halacha may require me to actually do it myself. That machlokas may depend upon Gufa, how to work Shomea Ka'ona. Nafkmina number 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 4 or 5, depending on how you count the Rashi Tosfos. Next. Kriyat Shema. There's a discussion if you can be Yotze Kriyat Shema with Shomea Ka'ona. There's a famous Gra, which is actually ready in Meiri. The Gra writes in the Brachos, and the Meiri writes in Masechus Megillah, that even though, what's the Lashon of the first Mishnah? Megillah Nikreis versus Korin es Shema. So why is one Nikreis versus one is Korin? So the Meiri, I'm sorry, not the Meiri, the Ritva and the Gra are both Medayik, that the halacha is when it comes to Megillah reading, it's Nikreis because one person reads it for everyone. When it comes to Kriyat Shema, everyone has to read it themselves. Every single person has to do Kriyat Shema themselves. There is no Shemea Ka'ona for that. The Shulchan Aruch quotes two opinions as to whether or not one should read Kriyat Shema out loud or not. And the Magen Avraham right there explains the reason you should read it quietly is because this way someone may hear you and want to be Yotze with you. What's the implication? They cannot be Yotze with your Shomea Ka'ona. And therefore, there are many, many people who think there's a machlokis that we just mentioned, and if not, there's a sefer called the Brachos, Ishan Brachos, which when it gets to the Sugya and Daf Chafal from Brachos about Shomea Ka'ona lists a whole bunch of Achronim. A whole discussion, can you be Yotze Kriyat Shema with Shomea Ka'ona? So it's a machlokas. So many are mad, but it's machlokas to be the exact same shaila about the nature of Shomea Ka'ona. On one hand, you would say yes, like any other mitzvah, what's the big deal? On the other hand, maybe you would say no, because Kriyat Shema is not just a verbal declaration, but it's a personalized Kabbalah Samachut Shemaim via speech. In which case, it could be it's more than just a verbal, so to speak, lip service type of mitzvah. The mitzvah is a mitzvah of Kabbalah. That you have to do yourself. Well, if that's the case, why would others believe you can be Yotze Shomea Ka'ona? Sorry, could you Shomea Ka'ona be Yotze Kriyat Shema? The answer is, You did do it yourself, just by the other person. When Ari Drazen reads Kriyat Shema, and I'm Yotzei Shmei Kone, am I just hearing the words, or is it Ki'ilu Am Tachas? I'm in his body, so to speak. His Kriya superimposed on me. Whatever he did counts for me, not just that I'm Yotzei. There's a discussion, another Nafgamina, there's a discussion as to whether or not a person could make half a bracha. If I say bracha shemekol melech olam, and then you say shirek shemekol melech olam mitzvah sitzis, would that count for me through shemei ha'kohanim? Now it sounds like a very uncommon case, but it comes up very often when you go to like big environments and everyone sings kiddush along. You hear the first guy bracha shemekol melech shirek shemekol melech olam viratzavan, who everyone sings. You no longer hear that guy. You either hear the guy next or you hear yourself. So would that work for shemei ha'kohanim? So that's an achlokas for Kilis Yaakov, quoting Rabbi Akiva Eger, who says no. It's in I think it's in Os Yud Aleph in the Kilos Yaakov. I guess it's in Brachos. I'm not sure. I just wrote Yud Aleph, but I forgot if it's in Brachos or it's in Sukkah. I don't know. He holds it's a... Okay, that's one sheet. While the Chazanish says it's okay. What's Banas Machlokes with the Kivega versus the Chazanish? I'd like to suggest the exact same thing. According to the Chazanish, why does it work? Because when Drazen started out making Kiddush, according to the Chazanish, Lishitasa, what happened? It's Kilu, I made all those words. So if I made the first 10 words via Drazen's voice and the last 10 words via my own voice, it's totally fine. However, if you heard like Rabbi Akiva Eger, there's a good chance he says no because I'm not really saying it myself. It's just I'm being Yotzei and I got to be Yotzei with the total package. Next, Nafkamina. Sfiras HaOmer. The Gemara makes a drasha. Usfartam lachem. That's what the pasuk says. We learn out lachem lekol echad v'yechad. Every single one. The simple halacha teaches us that, in contrast to something like counting the years of Yovel and Shemitah, every person themselves has to count Sfiras HaOmer. However, there are those who take it one step further, like the Levush in 489. Tough. Pei. Tes. Sifkat Nalef. The Levush writes, one must count by himself, one cannot use Shomer Ka'ona. This is also quoted in the Bir Halacha, and also in 489, he quotes the Chok Yaakov as well, who say that you cannot use Shomer Ka'ona for Sfiras HaOmer. While the Pri Chadash, right there in Tzivkat Nalef, again, 49 Tzivkat Nalef, what's that, Tav, Pei, Tesh, Tzivkat Nalef, the Pri Chadash disagrees and says Shomer Ka'ona does work. So many people ask, what's Panas Machlokes? If the Gemara says you have to do it yourself, does Shomer Ka'ona work? What's the answer? It depends if Shomer Ka'ona is you doing it yourself or not. The reason why it would work is be along the lines of the Chazanish, and Tosfos said it is halachically your speech. The reason why it wouldn't work is because of Rashi and the Beis Halevi and Rabbi Vega and whoever else who holds it's not really your speech. How are people doing so far? Let's get two more quick nafkaminas. We'll get to the next sugya. Nafkamina number, six. The Beis Yosef has two different opinions regarding the following Shaila. In general, if I want to daven, so the best thing to do is daven myself. But if let's say I don't know how to daven, I don't know the Nusach HaTzfil, I don't know the words, I don't have a siddur, whatever, before siddurs were printed. So what do? You listen to Chazaras HaShatz. In fact, that's why it's instituted. The reason why they made a Chazaras HaShatz is this way to make sure everyone can be Yotzei. And by the way, Marav, it was Rishus, so there was no need to, they don't have Chazaras HaShatz for Marav. Just little tidbit, piece of information. So if let's say I want to be Yotzei the Mashmur Esrei with the Chazan, so the Beis Yosef has two shailas, as two days, two opinions, as to whether or not I have to take my own three steps back, or if he can be Motzei me even the three steps. In other words, do I take my three steps back, one, two, three, forward, and I start listening Hashem Sifat Yiftach from then on out? Or do I take my own steps with him? Which one did I say already? I forgot. Either I take my own steps and listen, or I don't even need to take steps because he took steps. So Rav Asher Weiss claims in Bamidbar. So he wants to argue. I think Rav Asher Weiss claims that if it's ironically, I think it works backwards here. That's what you're maybe alluding to. I think it works backwards. That if it's just if it's like the Chazanish, like Tosfos, ironically, here I think the other way around, if I'm not mistaken, if it's Ki'ilu halachic speech, so all his words count for me, I guess you can, hang on. on. No, let me think about this a little more. I have to think about that a little more. Hold on to that for a second. Rav Asher Weitz claims it's the exact same lumdus. Let me look it up again. I don't remember it offhand. I think he claims the same type of lumdus, that if Drazen takes it, he'll be my what's it called guy, he takes it 3 steps back. So it's ki'ilu I did mamish everything, not just spoke, but even steps. L'chor, he includes even more to it. Masha'en Kane, if you hold that, just being yotze, so the words made me yotze, but I certainly didn't take the steps. That's Rav Asher Weitz claims. But your question, Sher, is a good one. This is more than just, you know, me saying it, and me saying it b'neshima achas, whatever it is. This is superimposing more than just the words. It's even some type of action. I hear. I'm going to look it up again and make sure that's correct. I think that's what he said. Last nafkamina. You want to know what? Let's stop here and do the second sugya. We'll get to the last nafkamina some other point in time. There's an interesting halacha called shliach shalem kemosa, which basically means, if let's say I don't want to do something myself, I can make you a shliach to do it. Doesn't work for everything. We'll have to see the scope of it in a minute. But it works for, let's say, kedushin, it works for gerushin, it works for many other mitzvahs. I can ask Drazen. I can ask Drazen, my go-to guy. I know there's 19 other people in the room waiting to be chosen for an example, so I'll choose Siegel. Siegel, if I want to go be Mekadosh Anisha, I could say, you know, Jacob, do me a favor, take this kedushin, take this pruta, take this cell phone, take my marker over here, go be Mekadosh Anisha for me. Tell her Rabbi Horn wants to marry you. He's a little bit bashful, but he'll probably be better once he's a husband. And if he wants, we can go be Mekadosh. If Yaakov wants to divorce his wife Leah after he only likes Rachel, so he can go to Jacob Siegel, say, do me a favor, get rid of Leah, go divorce her, hand her the get. It's true by Kedushin, it's true by Gershon, it's true by Truma. There's a whole realm of Aries that it applies to. Okay, here comes the case. There's a halacha that a shota, because he has no das, a shota would be developmentally disabled. A person who has no, you know, proper conceptual, cognizant understanding. So the halacha is that person can't do two things. That person cannot be a shliach. We have a cloud that a shliach has to be a pikeach. It can't be a cheir shota bekon. And more than that, a baal himself cannot divorce the wife. He's a shota as well. Here comes the following. Right? You got the two, right? The baal himself. If let's say a person's a shota doesn't have the koach to megarish to mekadosh. A shota cannot do those actions. He's a shota. He has no understanding what that means. He can't be mekadosh. He can't be megarish. Very sad situation if it happens. You know, a person becomes a shota and maybe he goes into a coma. Who knows what? It's a very sad situation. He has a very tough time divorcing his wife. So, what the post can do, leave it aside for a second. But a baal who's a shota cannot be megarish his wife. So here's the following case. The baal writes a get to his wife. Yaakov takes a piece of paper out, writes a get, pays a sofer to do whatever he does, and gives it to the shliach. The shliach is now on the way to the isha. Before the shliach arrives at the isha, the baal is nishtate, becomes a shota. Baal goes crazy and loses his sanity. Clinically, I don't know what clinically, developmentally disabled, he loses his sanity, he loses his ability to think and to comprehend. Then the shliach gives the get to the wife. So what's the halacha? The Rambam in Hilchos Gerushin Beis Tezvav writes, Min HaTorah it's kosher, but midrabanan we make him give another get, or midrabanan it's no good. We're kosher for it. The Tor says it's totally worthless, even midaraisa, it never even worked in the first place. So everyone agrees it's no good, but the question was, Min HaTorah, I should say, midaraisa, was there a good gerushin? According to the Rambam, there was a good gerushin. According to the Tor, why not? So what's the svar for the Rambam? What's the svar for the Tor? People got the case? Charlie, you got the case? You good? Bengals, you got the case? You with me? Sigler? What's the svar? Why yes, why no? Yeah, what do you want to say, Pinchas?
That
you learned this in high school? Is that why you want you guys to be hands up?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
According to the Rambam, this would be a situation of the person that you tend to get to is just like a mailman. He's just delivering it for you. Yeah, just delivering it for you. And so when he gave it to you, he still had a seichel, and therefore you're delivering it as though he had a seichel. So, but according to the Torah, you actually become like the person. So once you lost sanity, you lost your sanity too.
Yeah, I would have said it a little bit differently, but correct. I'm going to say it this way now, and I'll bring it back to your point in a second. The Or Samech is one who makes this claim. The Or Samech is Masbid the Machlokas as follows. According to the Rambam, what is a Shliach? Versus according to the Torah, what is a Shliach? According to the Rambam, who holds Midaraisa, it works. How could that be? I'm a Shota, or Yaakov's a Shota, by the time he's divorcing his wife, says the Rambam. when you hand someone a kedushin or a get, it's kind of like power of attorney. The shliach is the one being mekadesh. The shliach is the one being megarish. It just works for me. It's like a power of attorney. He's doing the kedushin. Jacob's doing the kedushin. Jacob's doing the gerushin for Yaakov. The shliach is doing the halachic activity. It just relates to the baal. Therefore, once the baal gave the koach to Jacob to do it, he can go do it. However, according to the Torah, shlichas doesn't mean that Jacob is acting on. He's not a power of attorney. Rather, it's what the Or Samech calls it's a yad shlishi. I have a right hand, I have a left hand, and I have a Jacob hand. It's kilu I'm doing the action. Just physically, he's the one doing the action. But halachically, it's like I did. You understand the difference? Is it that he has the right to do it, or is it that it's kiilu I did it? That's the difference. According to the Torah, it's kiilu I did it. Me or Yaakov, he's a shotet, no good. But according to the Rambam, it would work. They're right. Same with the Rabbanim, they said no good. This lechora should strike at the heart of what shlichus is all about. When we say shliach shaladim is ke moso, how much is he like me? If he's a yad shlishi, if he's my third hand, it's ki'ilu me, then of course I'm no good, because I'm the one doing it. He's me. However, if he's not me, he's him. If he's not me, oh, look at this. Bango, looks like your father's calling. That's the problem with using a recorder. That's also a telephone.
Airplane mode.
So, the picture picks up him and his father kind of hanging out, you know, by the backyard, the barbecue or something. I bet your father's as jolly and positive as he is. No, that's probably correct. No? So, l'chora, those are the two different ways of understanding shlichus. Either you can understand shlichus to mean it's a yad shlishi, it's ki'ilu, I'm doing it myself, and it's mamish shlich shalom kimo, so I'm doing it. You're mamish like me, or no, you're not so much like me. You're your own person. You're a distinct entity. However, you're similar in a very small sense of the word. What? You can do kedushin for me. You can do good gerushin for me. You can be mafresh truma for me. You can do small actions for me. Lechora, that would be the machlokus between the Rambam and the Torah. Next, there's a halacha that if let's say once I have a concept of shlichus, it's a great move. Why don't I just lay in bed all day and I'll just engage to put on tefillin for shlichus, to wear tzitzis for shlichus, to do all sorts of mitzvahs for shlichus. It's a great move, right? Lay in bed, you can feel tefillin without putting them on. Why does that not work? So, there are two different suggestions. Everyone agrees that shlichus doesn't work for tefillin, doesn't work for tzitzit, doesn't work for shofar, doesn't work for megillah, doesn't work for most mitzvot. The question is, why not? What's the halachic parameter? What's the halachic guideline? What's the halachic scope of shlichus? Where does it work? Where doesn't it work? So that's what Tosfos Rid writes. That's one answer. Tosfos Rid in Maseches Kedushin in the second parak writes that shlichus is limited to things that are a mitzvah haguf. Shlichus is restricted from mitzvah haguf. I'm sorry. If the Torah says you put on tefillin, you wear tzitzis, you listen to shofar, so the Torah asks you to do it, you cannot make a shliach do it. Shliach shalom. This is Tosfos Rid Shita. Everyone agrees to that. One second. Right. The Kitzos in Hilchas Shluchin, Kuf Pei Beis, Sifkat Nalef, questions, attacks the Tosfos Rid. And here is questions, I'll tell you how he learned. He attacks the Tosfos Rid with two kashas, and then he disagrees. Attack number one. There's a Pasuk teaching us that Ein Shliach L'Dvar Aveira. That means, if I say, share, do me a favor, go kill someone, you can't say, oh, Rabbi Horn, you told me to. If I say, I'm a shliach, what can I do for Rabbi Horn's? It's Rabbi Horn's murder. If I say, share, go rob a bank, and he robs the bank, he can't say shliach shaladim kimoso. Divrei harav, divrei hatalmid mishomim. The answer is, listen to God, don't listen to your mishalayach. How do I know this? Is the pasuk teaching us that ain shliach l'dvar avera? Says the Kitzos, implying that without a pasuk, what would we say? Shliach l'dvar avera. Says the Gittos, if that would be true, if there'd be shlichas on all sorts of averos, even averos shebaguf, presumably, then what should the story be by mitzvos? There also is shlichus by shlichus haguf. There's a little bit of a jump there. There are two jumps. Number one is, the pasuk teaches me dafka the opposite. Without the pasuk, I would think there is shlichus v'dvar veira. And number two is that, but the pasuk is dafka by veiros. And number two is that the inverse would be true by mitzvos. Then there's actually a sheet of Shammai Hazakein right there in Kedushin, which is a wild sheet. If you've ever seen Kedushin, it's maybe the most shocking sheet in Shas. If I tell Cher to go kill someone, and he does, shlichus, I'm the murderer, not Cher, even though he killed. There are a couple exceptions to the rule where we do say shlichus ba'averus. There are very few exceptions. Shammai Hazakein in Kedushin Daf Mem Beis writes, murder is one of them. So the Ketzos again says, this is certainly an iser, an averus shebaguf, and there's no, according, there should be no shlichus according to Tosfos Rijet. Shammai Hazakein says there is. The Ketzos disagrees. The Ketzos says, you misunderstood the scope of shlichus. It's not restricted from mitzvos haguf, like the Tosfos Rid had said. Rather, argues the Ketzos, shlichus does not apply to mitzvos, I'm sorry, shlichus does not apply to mitzvos that are done on the guf. It's true, if let's say I asked Cher to wrap up my tefillin, there is shlichus. He did wrap them up. But the mitzvah has to be on my body. In other words, not like Tosfos Rid, who says there's no principle of shlichus here. The Ketzos says there is shlichus. If he wraps up tefillin on his own body, it's like he wrapped up tefillin on my body. The wrapping, the action is the shlichus. Let me say it more clearly. The action is the shlichus. I can ask him, be a shlich to wrap up tefillin. You want to know what? The wrapping of the wrapping is the shlichus. But nonetheless, the mitzvah is on his body. And therefore, it's unhelpful.
What's not going to be that?
We're going to get there. That's exactly what I was going to. The Ketzos says, if I ask him to sit in the sukkah, the walking in maybe the shlichus, but the kiyum mitzvah itself, there's no shlichus for that. What's the explanation? I'd like to suggest that according to Tosfos Rid, shlichus is giving someone a power to mekadesh, a power to mekadesh, megarish, a power of attorney. It doesn't apply to mitzvahs. There's no such principle as a power of attorney by shofar. Why not? Because it's not a mitzvah saguf. It's a mitzvah saguf. It's not, the goal is not to get it done, it's to do it. Masha Enkin, according to the Ketzos, uses the other svara. He believes, at least over here, that there can always be shlichus, but it's restricted to the maisa. The shaliach was the shliach, he wrapped up the tefillin, but on someone else's body. There is full shlichus, he is my third hand. It's ki'ilu, he wrapped it up just on the wrong body, and therefore it wasn't helpful. Let me just get across in the next minute, 120 seconds, one more quick nafkamina. We say lahalacha rubo kikulo. People have heard this phraseology, rubo kikulo. If you have a robe, it's like it all. Let's say there are three pieces of meat in front of me, and two are kosher, one is not. Everyone's familiar with the principle, what's the halacha? Rove. According to the Rush, I can eat all three of them at one time. According to the Rashba, I can eat all of them, but not at one time. According to Tosfos, I can only eat two, and the third guy can eat one. And according to Tosfos Rid, only two of them can be eaten, but any two. The question is, when we say Rubo Kikulo, how much is it mamish? Is it really Kulo? According to the Rush, yeah. It's Iser Nafach Lios Heter. It was Isser, but since Rove made it Kikulo, it's 100% Mutter. According to Tosfos Rid, it's not literally Kikulo, otherwise you'd be able to eat all three. Rather, we're Machmer a little bit. And the sheet is in the middle, have some type of middle sheet. We'll leave them aside for a second. But again, you see the same formulation. We say Rubo is Kikulo. Do we mean literally Kikulo 100% that it's totally Mutter like the Rush? Or no, we got to be a little bit careful. We got to be a little bit more Machmer and allow either only two people or one person eating two, but not the third person eating it, or maybe one person eating it, but at a different time, etc., etc. We'll stop here.